the rest of the story. It is called Springfield College now, but 100 years ago in Springfield, Massachusetts, it was the International Young Men's Christian Association Training School. In 1891, the institution's physical education department was brand new. And Jim was to be among the school's first phys ed instructors. He was interviewed for the position in the office of Luther H. Gulick, the school director. He was asked to tell a bit about himself. He said there was not much to tell. He was Canadian-born, a graduate of McGill University and Presbyterian Theological in Montreal. Jim had also served as director of physical education at McGill. Director Gulick smiled. Jim, he said, was just right for the job. Oh, yes, one more thing. The director had an assignment for Jim. It was to be his first challenge as a member of the faculty. Jim announced that he would be eager to accept it. Maybe he should have waited until he, until he'd learned the rest of the story. In essence, the director was distressed over winter collegiate athletic programs in general. Young athletes should greet baseball season in top physical condition, he said. They should be ready to compete and win the first thing each spring. Jim promised that he would keep his class in shape for baseball. All winter long, he would prepare them with gymnastics and calisthenics, but that wasn't quite what Director Gulick had in mind. Not that he had anything against gymnastics and calisthenics. They simply did not maintain an athlete's competitive edge, nor did they keep him thinking strategically. What the director wanted was a training device which would sustain the momentum of fall of football, the physical and mental momentum, all through the winter to the first session of baseball practice. And that was Jim's assignment, to invent such a device. Well, Jim said he would do his best. And the project became an obsession. He racked his brain to try to create an organized athletic activity which would not only meet Director Gulick's requirements, but also could be performed indoors during the worst of winter weather. That very winter, Jim succeeded. And the basic guidelines which he established back then have remained essentially unchanged to this day. Soon after its creation, for the YMCA Training School in Massachusetts, it became a popular activity in YMCAs all across the country. And then, after it graduated from the YMCAs, to educational institutions throughout the United States and Canada. And today it's difficult to imagine the world without it. And it all began that winter almost a century ago when a fledgling phys ed instructor was asked to find some way to bridge the athletic chasm between football and baseball. And he did it in a small school's small gymnasium with the only equipment that he had, a standard soccer ball and a couple of peach baskets. That's right. 30-year-old James Naismith became the father of the only major sport, the only major sport which is completely, utterly, originally American, basketball. And now you know the rest of the story.